Yo. Hey, we are back. Week 6 preview on deck. All your unwanted, unsolicited, sometimes good, sometimes not advice for the upcoming week. If last week was a splitting week for records, this week even more so. We're starting to see a little bit of divide. I think last week, or going into last week, we had like 7 teams at 2-2. There's a whole bunch of black in the middle, and now shit's starting to get real. So Jose, Bonds, and myself back again.
Good day.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, we should start tracking. I know we started, you know, throwing beer money on anytime touchdown parlays, which haven't been successful. We have yet to hit one. It's a lot to track for, like, you know, suggesting start, sit, and stuff like that. But I'd be interested to see, like, you know, consistency numbers amongst all of us. But, like, yeah, at times there's 5 of us, and it's just hard to track and then revisit to see who had the best advice.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely like to call each other out when we bust. So at least there's that.
Yeah, for whatever we can recall. It is nice to go back and listen. And like I said, it's just like when you're right, it's like, oh, yeah, I was fucking right. It's fucking right. But when you're wrong, just the cringe. And everyone always remembers the wrong way more than right.
Yep.
Case in point, Isaac's saying, listening late and go, oh, I'm just laughing at all the people saying not to start Kirk Cousins fucking 4 days later. And we're like, Isaac, the one we recommended still had 26 points, and Kirk Cousins just happened to have a good game. He's like, yeah, that's true. It's like, where were all the right calls? Because there were plenty of those in there. Nobody cares. It's a small amalgamation of what the internet culture is. Just way worse. Millions of Isaacs out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I had that same experience Monday morning because I was listening to back to our preview. And then, yeah, some of the things I called out, I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, this is the best. Like, and of course, like, hearing, you know, some Will suggestions, I'm like, man, like, oh, that was the wrong move. But then fast forward to today when I listen to it again after my matchup finishes out Monday night, I'm like, you dummy. Like, why did you stick with Ramondre? Like, so yeah, good and bad. But yeah, many takes.
Yeah. If anyone was ever going to be 100% right, this game would be boring. That's the point. So
very true.
I appreciate anyone taking a firm stance and just calling it. And you know what? All you can be right about is the process, right? So Dalton Schultz over Travis Kelce, for example, not a great process.
That was pure gut. All right? That's
pure gut. But you know what? Even if you do that, just call it. Say, I don't have reason for this. I just fucking feel it.
Yeah, did I say that? I think I did say that.
No, you said, I think you should do it. And immediately I said, I think that's the dumbest thing you've said today. And then cool. The conversation was over. Yeah,
that was it. That was. I had nothing to rebuttal that.
Well, and it turned out, yeah, Travis Kelce, 9 catches on 10 targets for the day. Dalton Schultz, not so much. Although, now that Nico Collins is out of the way, you know, maybe worth looking at a little closer. Anyways, we dilly-dallied on the last episode for a while, so I won't do too much of that here. What do you guys say we just jump into it, give the people what they want?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'll volunteer for tribute. I'll take the first matchup because I'm looking at a matchup for 2 guys that aren't on this podcast, which, you know, is the good majority of the league right now. But let me take Warwick v. Justin for week 6. Warwick, 2-3, currently projected 70.46 points, but he's missing a few spots, and we'll help to get him there, at least, you know, in theory.
Wait, we can hear you typing away, Mario.
I'm transcribing the episode. I'm
okay. That makes a lot of sense. My bad. Continue.
Take care. I'm not doing that.
Warwick, 2-3, currently projected 70. We'll plug in some holes there. Taking on the non-douchey. Maybe he drives a truck, but I'm sure he's a good guy. Justin. 3-2, Justin, currently projected 90. And I'll start on the Justin side since it looks like he has a majority of his lineup filled at the moment. Lamar Jackson, QB1 on the year, no question there. Running backs, he's got Josh Jacobs and Rashad, questionable White. Receivers, Amonra and Diggs. Tight end, Dallas Goedert.
The fucking typing. Like,
I know you're laughing.
It reminds me of, do you remember in
Jim Carrey, Bruce Almighty? Oh, no. Okay.
There's another one too. I was thinking of Meet the Parents, more mainly just that awkward when he's. Anyway, yeah, it's so distracting. Just.
All right, sorry guys, I just learned the hard way that doesn't actually work. So, apologies, Jose, the whole time you were talking. I thought y'all would have said something super.
We were trying.
And, but I'm sure y'all both thought, like, we just told him. Yes.
I guess he is transcribing the episode.
Yeah. Weird.
All right, apologies. How about...
I don't even remember where we left off.
You are actually muted, so I can't hear voice or actions.
Yeah, I'm learning the quick button does nothing, and I have to do the fucking actual thing. All right, apologies. I'm present now.
No worries. Getting through this lineup, we said Diggs, Dallas Goedert in at tight end, Tyler Lockett in at flex one, and Tony Pollard in at flex two. And then Seahawks kicker, and currently the defense spot is open, but I'm willing to bet Justin just put in a high $10 bid on the Texans defense taking on the Patriots. Patriots, as we now know, are rolling with their fresh rookie quarterback Drake May this week. So that was also a team or a defense that I was trying to get and put in the same dollar amount as Justin, but because he's much cooler. Non-douchey, and drives whatever he drives, but he's still a good guy. He got the win, tiebreaker there. So,
not just to stick with the Dallas defense, that's what you've been doing, right?
He admitted that. I mean, Dallas against Detroit is probably not an optimal play with the Jared Goff absolutely cooks when he has time, and with us missing Lawrence and probably Parsons again,
yeah.
He's
gonna have all day.
It's gonna be a bad day. Yeah, they're gonna need a lucky like pick six or whatever. So, yeah, right play to get rid of those guys.
Yep. So willing to bet he does throw in Texans defense there. And then of all the names I just said, yes, he's got a few people here on bye, notably Raheem Mostert, who if the Dolphins were playing this week, I might give Mostert the start. Obviously no Achane, who would have been out for a concussion, but Dolphins are on bye. Vikings are also on bye, which means Jordan Addison is also not in play here. The only name I'm considering as I'm looking at the bench is if he's healthy, Joe Mixon in over Tyler Lockett.
Oh.
Or actually, I forgot about Rashad White. Hang on. Recalculating. I don't know. Yeah, over Rashad White. I guess I like Lockett over Rashad White, so I guess I would keep Lockett in there.
All right. You know, he also told me he's considering, and this could still be a Lockett thing. We just talked about Dallas having no pass rush. And nobody ever likes doing it, but he's considering going double Lions.
That's why I didn't bring the name up. Like, yeah, Jameson Williams isn't not fantasy relevant, but he already has a Amon-Ra. I didn't want to say, oh yeah, you got to play both Lions pass catchers. I don't know how. Not my team. If that's what you want to do, respect. I couldn't do it.
Ballsy for a Cowboys fan to do that.
Well, what's so funny about Justin is that he's usually 100 miles an hour in whichever direction you take him. So before the season started, I was like, Cowboys are going to go under 500 and McCarthy's going to get fired. I'm calling 8-9 on the season. And he walked me through the entire schedule and he's like, win, win, win. Okay. Maybe a loss here. Maybe a loss here. Win. Win. Okay. Maybe that one's a loss, but win. And so I think by the time he was done, we were like 13-5 or whatever it was going to be, or 13-4. And after, like, he literally did the same thing today. He's like, dude, our schedule. He's like, loss, loss, loss. I was like, Justin, I wish I had taken note of you going through the schedule earlier. Because suddenly we're a 7-win team, according to his recalculations. And part of that is like the acknowledgement that our defense just isn't good. And dude, the way Kamara cooked us or just lit us up, I totally see Jameson getting behind our secondary and just getting loose on a big one. And it just takes one big play. And Lockett has zero touchdowns on the year, going against an angry 49ers team. I don't think I expect that one to have a, be like a huge shootout. I'm not super excited about it, but I trust the Lions to be able to move the ball a little better maybe than Seattle. I don't watch Seattle super close, so it's hard, tough to say. I see that Lockett has not scored and Jameson just needs one.
Yeah, I'm with these. I don't like starting to the idea of starting two wide receivers for one game on the same team. But I do feel like one of them is going to break off for a big one. But I'd have to put my money on Amon-Ra than Jameson Williams. But I do see what you're saying, though, Mario, about him breaking off just one big one. And just one. That's exactly what he's known for, Jameson Williams, is for doing that. So if anyone's going to do it, it's going to be him.
Yeah, while y'all were talking, I'm looking at Tyler Lockett's game log. And it's not nothing, but it's not anything great. And yeah, like given what you've said and what we've seen about Dallas defense, like, yeah, maybe J-Mo and Amon-Ra go in. Because I definitely don't like Rashad White anymore. No touchdowns for him. No touchdowns for Tyler Lockett. It just seems like there's higher upside for Jameson Williams. Fuck. Yeah, maybe I do that. Yeah, see.
Side with that fun. No. I'm side with that fun. I was thinking to when you said originally, no way you start two wide receivers on the same team against the same Dallas defense.
Well, and you know what? By the same token, I'm sticking to what you said, Fonz. Don't listen to Fonz. Don't listen to what I said.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah.
All right. True to our word.
All around. What are you going to say, Jose?
Well, just that, yeah, Seahawks, they're playing 49ers tomorrow night. And I'm trying to look up defense rankings. And I know San Francisco isn't maybe what they were last year or the year prior. But, like, I don't like playing guys when they're playing San Francisco.
Let's go. That's the fun part about division games is you get to go back and see a history. So 6 for 89 at San Francisco for Tyler Lockett, and the other was 3 for 30 for 3 points. No touchdowns either game. Yep. So pretty much a similar stat line to what he's done. He's 32 years old.
I don't like Lockett. Yeah. J-Mo and Amon-Ra, take Rashad White out, put Mixon in, assuming Mixon's healthy.
All right. Don't do it, Justin.
it has the better offensive environment, right? Right. Just fucking do it. Just do it, Justin. At least get something positive out of the Cowboys sucking.
I mean, but everything else is pretty solid on his lineup. So
yeah, I wouldn't play Leggett over anybody. I wouldn't play. I mean, Damian Pierce is, I think, just a depth piece at this point. I don't think he's seriously in serious conversation to be a starter right now for fantasy, at least not on Justin's team when he has the depth already. So I don't think I'd make any other switches.
Yeah. So the only way Rashad stays in is if, actually I didn't realize Pollard could get promoted.
True.
Like Pollard could go up to the RB2 and both Lockett and Jameson Williams could go in.
Yeah, because he has him in the flex.
I didn't realize he had another running back in the flex. I thought it was just two and then all receivers. But I think we're saying if Mixon goes in, Mixon over everybody. But if not, Rashad comes out and J-Mo goes in. J-Mo either way. Like, ugh. Yeah.
I think J-Mo either way. For me. Ugh. Not for Fonz.
Rather go leg it.
Took your chances there.
Yeah, but we can move on to the next one. Ooh, excuse me. God damn.
The content we're here for.
I'm going to summarize because it was a little sloppy.
Okay.
It goes Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard as the 1-2. If Mixon's healthy and Mixon goes in, and J-Mo. If Mixon's not healthy, Mixon comes out and then put in Lockett. No?
No. For me, Lockett's at, like, you take Lockett out of that lineup and put J-Mo in the flex.
Right. No. J-Mo would go in and so would Mixon, but if I guess what you're talking about now is in this case, you have to either put in, if there's no Mixon, you have to put in either Rashad White or Tyler Lockett.
Because
your receivers would be Amon-Ra, Stephon, Jameson. So like just, yeah, Mixon and Jameson are the top two, but who's the number three? Lockett over Rashad?
I would take Rashad over Lockett.
Rashad over Lockett.
Yeah.
Okay. Fonz, you love Lockett.
Fuck, man. Yeah. I do like him, but I still go with Lockett. Go with Lockett. In that situation, in that scenario.
I don't have a strong take. I don't watch either one of them that closely, so you follow your heart, Justin.
Yeah.
On work side, we'll help him with it seems like quarterback's the only spot he didn't fill in, and we know he picked up somebody as recent as like a couple hours ago, I think. Maybe overnight.
He has to start him.
So we'll get there, but just plug him in now because it's Andy Dalton. That's who we picked up. That's the only other quarterback on his roster. So Andy Dalton goes in. Warwick's projection as of right now would shoot up by 13. So new projection would be 83 to Justin's 99, we'll say. But Andy Dalton in at quarterback, James Cook and Madison in at running backs. Malik Nabers, assuming he clears concussion protocol, is in at receiver. T. Higgins, obviously, still would be the better start at receiver here. As Warwick has it, Hunter Henry and at tight end and in the flex spots, Chris Godwin and Tyler Allgeier. And then we got Packers kicker and 49ers defense. On the bench, the only name for me that sticks out, oh God, is nobody. I was gonna say.
That's exactly why we're ill because we're just like, oh.
Calvin Ridley's name always to me is like, oh my God, what is he doing on the bench? But he hasn't done anything. I'm sorry. I think there was one really good week. Week two, targeted 6 times, 4 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Is that right?
Not seeing it, but let's see.
Why is my math not mathing then?
Yeah, week two. We're just 20.7 points here.
Yeah.
For Calvin?
Calvin Ridley, yeah. I guess it's not important. But yeah, he had 20 fantasy points week two. I can't – that math doesn't
77 make... and a touchdown. He must have had a special teams touchdown or some shit.
Okay.
There's something weird in there.
Well, he's got 6 extra points. Because he hasn't done that in any other week. And it looks like 5 fantasy points was the second highest total so far. So, wouldn't throw him in. Jerry Jeudy, that Browns offense, we talked about it and kind of in the recap. It's just Deshaun Watson's not it. And I don't think it improves against Philly. Keon Coleman, I mean, maybe would be in consideration if they weren't playing the Jets and we weren't coming from a pretty terrible Josh Allen game last week. So I think you'd want to, for me at least, keep Coleman on the bench just to see how they bounce back and recover there. And then really like the other names like Emmanuel Wilson, McLaughlin, I wouldn't throw in over any of the other names he has here. They're too big. Yeah. Now you'd kind of have to if Malik Nabers sits, right? You gotta plug in some guys there. And then James Cook also has a questionable tag here. Apparently it's a foot or toe injury. I don't know the extent of it. So I would assume he plays. I think Malik Nabers is the bigger name. You kind of got to see if he clears it or not. And if he does, obviously he's a must start. But if not, got to get creative with the lineup there. In which case, what? Godwin up to Malik, the receiver slot. And then that opens it up for...
It's, I hate it, but I'm just going with the matchup here. It's probably Calvin Ridley. Maybe they figured something out coming off the bye. Coleman, I'd say maybe, but they're playing the Jets, and the Jets are still a good defense, and Josh Allen has not looked good lately. Very begrudgingly, Calvin Ridley is who I'd throw up there.
You're going to have to agree, too.
I was going to say maybe I'm hopeful for a Josh Allen bounce back game, and then maybe Sauce Gardner doesn't play because he got injured last game, but Jets defense still did pretty solid without him. And I pull up Sauce Gardner news, latest news, and it was a tweet or something that says, "Pain never stopped a thing. That's what always kept me going." So I don't think he's at risk of missing. Yeah, I wouldn't play Keon Coleman here. So yeah, I think Calvin Ridley is.
You know what? Bonus from the rafters, free agent recommendation. If especially if Malik Nabers doesn't go, Darius Slayton did score in Malik Nabers' absence last week, and they're playing the Bengals, who we just said is a fantasy goldmine because they suck at defense and they score a lot of points. So Darius Slayton, wild card, and it's a Sunday night football game, so we'll have time to make that swap if he needs to.
Will he listen?
That's a good question. That's a whole different conversation. Honestly, I might do Slayton over Algier, maybe. Or Madison, maybe. One of those two.
Hang on. Madison plays Steelers.
Algier plays Carolina.
I would leave Madison in again.
He loves Madison.
I don't love him, but like I'm thinking about that. It's like Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, and then in the backfield there, like it's Madison. I know they have Zamir White and some other guy I can't think of, but it's like fantasy relevance. It's I guess just kind of Madison there.
Yeah, and he did get the most touches he's had in a while. Algier, on the other hand, I know Carolina sucks, but he just hasn't done a lot. And if they're going to be throwing it, like even if Nabers goes, I might pick Slayton over him and over everybody else.
Okay.
Just something to think about.
I'm trying to think if he, not to get into it right now, but I'm trying to think if he, what other moves he makes, because he would have to slide someone or he'd have to cut somebody. I don't know if he can. Oh, he's got space. I think he's got space to add one. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
Options are there. What you do with them is up to you. Do we continue the anytime touchdown stats going here?
Yes.
Hey, it's your money. I like how Fonz is fucking confident, the guy who gets it wrong every week. Yes.
Then, from this matchup, I am picking Tony Pollard to score a touchdown.
I like it.
And in terms of pick 'em, I am going to go with Justin.
Justin.
Ooh. I think Justin has a bad week on this one. I'm going Warwick.
Speaking of Justin, did anybody notice his little thumbnail changed? That it is now
CJ Stroud.
A CJ Stroud icon.
Oh, for
me. And he's just showing. He's. Can you see it?
Yes.
He's showing it to me on his phone. He's just holding up. I'm like, yes, it's CJ Stroud. And he goes, "Do you see?" I go, "What?" He goes, "I made him white." And I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I made him lighter." I go, "He's already pretty light." And he's holding up to me. I go, "I don't see a difference. And why would you do that?"
I don't see a difference either.
For white and Stroud.
He goes, "I'm white and Stroud." I go, "What the fuck?" All right, if you maybe keep that one to yourself.
I made him white. I mean,
do you like
it? It could have been maybe a white background, maybe, or even a white uniform, like making him white.
I told him, "You shouldn't even be able to do that because he's on taxi. You don't even play him." He goes, "Well, I could try doing it to Lamar." I go, "That would be."
That would have been better.
That would look fucking weird.
Also, just wanted to add, when I sent him the recommendation for, hey, Justin, your team name could be White and Stroud, it was because he had Rashad White and CJ Stroud.
Oh. Whoa, I never made that connection.
But yeah, I totally get why he would try to may have a picture that, you know, combines both of those ideas. It's just, yeah, the execution is, you know, just, you know, could be someone could challenge you there. Moving on.
I'll take the next one. I see here. Oh yeah, Deez versus Miller. Ooh, you ready for this, Dizzy? This is a recommendation you wanted. Right now we got Deez projected at 84 points to Miller's 70 points. Deez is at 2-3. Miller's a record at 0-5. We'll start off on Miller's side here. We got Deshaun Watson still in that lineup. Gotta get him out, Miller. Gotta get him out.
He's got nobody. I'll look at the free agent pool while you continue.
Okay, my God, yeah. He's got Michael Penix and
Aiden O'Connell. Malik Willis. Aiden O'Connell?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Do it, man. You're 0-5. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Aiden O'Connell has just been picked up by Deez.
Now we made a rule. We're not doing it on a podcast anymore.
Do it, Miller. Fuck, what do you got to lose?
Yeah, Aiden O'Connell. That's a great pickup right there. Tank Bigsby. That's a great start right there. Antonio Gibson. Didn't they say he was going to get more touches last week? And then Ramondre Stevenson fucking goes off.
Ramondre got demoted, and so I think the expectation was he was going to get more touches because of that, but that didn't last very long.
So, yeah, well, interesting. Darnell Mooney, he's questionable. Knee injury, limited Wednesday. I think he'll be good by Sunday. Alec Pierce, Taysom Hill, Alan Lazard, Tank Dell, and the Chargers kicker and the Chargers defense. We got that combo going. Honestly, I'm surprised he got Cam Akers on the bench. And then Noah Brown. No, not really, actually. I think Miller's got a really good, solid lineup here. I need to go Aiden O'Connell. You got to let go of Deshaun Watson, man. He's going to be a curse for you.
If Mixon doesn't go, I'd throw Akers in over Gibson, but that's about it.
Oh, okay.
And go grab a QB because Deshaun Watson sucks.
That's a great recommendation right there. Okay. Yeah. Miller. Nothing else for you, man. Just go get that QB, man. On Deez's side, we got Josh Allen.
Like, hang on. How do I want to say
how much time?
Jalen Tolbert. Like, are we overlooking that? I mean, I know Miller's not necessarily competing this year, actively competing, but I don't know.
I am kind of a little biased towards it because I have CD Lamb on my roster, but I don't know. I feel like if the Cowboys are obviously going to get the ball moving, it's going to be either one or the other. So my money's just more on CeeDee Lamb than it is Jalen Tolbert, and I feel like there's no way that CeeDee Lamb doesn't get a bounce back game on this one against the Lions. So that's why I'm overlooking Tolbert.
That is a good point, though. I mean, his peripherals have been really good, especially in the last game. He seemed to finally have a little bit of a coming out, but his route participation and his targets have sort of been there all year. It's just the Cowboys are such a weird offense to try and figure out. But I think Detroit is going to put up points. I think Cowboys are going to have to throw to keep up. CD's going to get his double-digit targets, but I think there's enough for Tolbert to get probably 8-plus as well. So I can see it. The problem is with Miller that I think he's kind of swinging big. And I know Tank Dell hasn't really done all that much, but he's definitely got a higher ceiling than Tolbert, I think, just from his history with CJ Stroud. Mm-hmm. I might do it over Lazard just because Lazard keeps getting ass lucky and scoring, but you know, Buffalo's got a decent defense. I'd put him in over Lazard, but I would leave in Pierce simply for the home run capability. And same with Mooney, because Kirk Cousins, I think, goes for 300 plus again because Carolina sucks at defense. So, yeah, I'd actually do it for Lazard looking at it.
Think of the same.
I'm not on that same page, but I understand. It makes sense what you said. So, yeah, going to the D's side, he's got Josh Allen in. Saquon Barkley is back from the bye, ready to go. Ramondre Stevenson in the lineup. Deebo Samuel. Damn, we're going to stick with him, huh? All right. Can't overlook that, really, honestly. Deontay Johnson, George Kittle, Brock Bowers. Here we go, two tight end. Garrett Wilson. And you have your kicker and your defense empty right now. All right.
I have the moment on the bench. I just can't make moves because I have to drop somebody because apparently Christian Watson's healthy and might play this week. So, yeah, just give me a – and projection-wise, give me a 13-point boost, we'll say.
Yeah, gotcha.
Deebo Samuel, two games against Seattle last year, 27 and 15.
That's all that.
Targets both games. Just a note.
I am struggling because I obviously Josh Allen, not so great last week. Does he bounce back against the number one, was probably number one defense, number one or two, the Jets defense this week? Or should I play it safe and throw Kyler in? That's where my first battle is. The other is, do I really, really want to go double tight end here when I have, say, Keenan Allen on the bench? And I think we said it last episode and maybe briefly at the beginning of this episode of like, you want to start your receivers against Jacksonville because they are ass. And so it's like, what's the best path here? So that's where my battle is right now.
Are you overlooking Wanda Robinson on purpose too on this one?
On purpose. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, my take, Kyler Murray over Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, bet. Mm-hmm.
And then I imagine you writing down Josh Allen because I win Kyler Murray. and then Brock Bowers over George Kittle so that you can put in Wanda Robinson.
I'm not doing any of that, Fonz.
Oh, you're going to regret it.
Damn, Josh Allen is the Monday night game as well. I wish Kyler had been more steady because, like, at a glance, just looking matchups, especially coming off such a bad Josh Allen game, going against a good defense who's, like, just got a shot in the arm, like, no one's on top. Well, I mean, the head coach is gone. Get your shit together. Maybe more people will be gone. I feel like the Jets are going to put up a little wall. I didn't do the test. 9 points in the first game last year. I think you said that. And then 22 the second game. Obviously, he had Diggs there and Gabe Davis and Shakir and all those guys. Man, I don't know. I would have such a bitter taste in my mouth about this last game that I'd be like, all right, maybe at least Kyler can get some groundwork in. The Packers have a good offense. Maybe it's somewhat of a shootout and you know, he's good for at least 17, 18, but Josh Allen, you know, he can go for 30 at any point, which he's done twice, but he's also gone for 9, 7, and 14 in this last game. If I'm just shutting my eyes and not overthinking it, not stressing out, I'm probably going Kyler. Just like, look across the aisle. You're just trying to beat Deshaun Watson, right?
Yeah.
So they both probably do it. And I think Kyler's got a safe enough floor where I would just be like, you know what? I don't want to stress on Monday night. Just give me the points. Ramondre, I feel your frustration. And we didn't even talk about that last episode where the coach literally came out and said, Antonio Gibson is going to be the starter, blah, 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 and all that bullshit. And of course, that's Ramondre's best game. Well, second best game the entire season. God. So the absolute you have is Saquon and Garrett Wilson. Yep. And Kittle's a tight end one. Bowers, I mean, you love to see what you saw, 12 targets, and Aiden O'Connell's coming in. That's a little bit scary that it's the unknown. Don't know who his guy is going to be. I know oftentimes young guys like other young guys because they work together a lot on second team. So, I'm with you on Wandale. Like, as much as the floor is nice, like the 6 to 7 point floor, he can catch 10 balls and get like 50 yards on this fucking thing. So you're basically hoping for a score, which against Cincinnati very well could happen. But if Neighbors goes, I like that a little less. Yeah, this is a tough lineup. I think Deontay's the one I'm questioning the most, but I think that's just recency bias. He had done pretty well for the first two games, and Atlanta gave up a shit ton of yards to Baker, so I think Deontay's fine. Keenan Allen, I think I have to see it before, because even in Caleb Williams' quote-unquote breakout game, 3 for 33, DJ Moore seems like he's probably going to be separating himself as the main pass catcher there. So...
yeah, the more we go through it, the more
they're overthinking this. Yeah.
Well, I feel like the double tight end is the way to go. And then it really just it's down to Kyler, Josh Allen.
Okay.
But something
I'm not upset about that.
Something in me is just saying that Josh Allen is going to throw like two or three picks and get injured, like taken out of the game. Like he'll be fine the rest of the season, but he's just gonna get injured. Like he had the banged up his head apparently in the last game, and then a couple weeks before it was his finger that he got taped. And I'm just like, I don't know. But at the same time, it's like he can turn things around pretty fast. I think if Shakir doesn't play, I think that's probably my indicator of like, yeah, maybe play it safe here and go Kyler. If Shakir does play, I don't know.
Man, I got to tell you, the absolute underperformance by everyone without Shakir has me feeling better about him going into the lineup, because I feel like Josh Allen will be like, okay, there's a motherfucker who I can throw to and at least complete a pass. Yep. So hopeful there, but yeah, maybe you're right. And again, like I know you're not overlooking Miller, but you're about to be a 30-point favorite as soon as the kicker and defense go inside of there. So yeah, just follow your gut on it. It's statistically, it should be okay, but we all just saw what Miller's capable of, especially with some of these unknowns. So I'd probably go Kyler just because I like the Green Bay matchup. I feel like that could have a high over-under. In fact, I'll look at that right now, but that's where I'm leaning.
That's a good point.
Last week you wanted to go double tight end and didn't, and it was the right call. Aiden O'Connell's a little bit scary, but I mean, the guys you're sitting, I don't think you're going to have huge regrets. Like I don't see Keenan Allen going for 20 plus. I don't see Wandale going for even 15 plus. So
yeah, and Kittle's been super consistent again, number one tight end on the year, scored a touchdown in three of the last four. I just like, until he proves me wrong, he's staying in the lineup. And Brock Bowers is just the play where he scored a touchdown last week, I was like, oh my god, like there, that's it. Like he's going to be in my lineup from now on. Like he has to be. Yeah, the situation at quarterback is, you know, is concerning considering they don't have their guy that their future. They know who their future is, and so once they figure that out, Brock Bowers is an absolute starter. I'm hoping that continues. The production from last week continues this week for him. So I think I'm leaving those two guys in there. But
so listen to these point totals, because like a good Vegas line for like over like total points scored is like 44, 45, something like that. It's like, all right, it's going to be a solid offensive game, depending on the spread. Niners Seahawks, 49.5. It's close to 50 point over under on Thursday night. They're calling an offensive onslaught. Lions Cowboys, 52.5 coming in for that. Commanders Ravens, Jaden Daniels versus, or Lamar Jackson versus not Lamar Jackson, 51.5 coming out. Cardinals Packers, 47.5. And Bills Jets Monday Night Football, 40.5 is projected over under. So I mean Vegas is predicting Bengals Giants even 47.5. Bengals, I mean Vegas is predicting a lot of offense this week. Two games over 50 is awesome.
just for what it's
worth. What if the Bills have all 40 of those points, right?
I mean, they could. They could. Again, I'm always wary of a team that just fired their coach because I feel like they always like rally right after. Yeah. Right?
Fuck.
Yeah. That being said, I think you're going to overthink this and lose to Miller. So God damn it. Miller on this match.
Jesus Christ.
I thought I laid it out pretty simple. Y'all took over and gave all these stats and data that just made you even more confused.
I'm sorry, Fonz. Who won last week?
Hey, we'll see who wins the championship this year, all right?
Okay.
All right, because that's all that matters at the end of the day.
I got a ring somewhere. Oh, what do you know? I think I'll wear it for the rest of the episode. So remind you, your fucking place. I can't open it.
You see, yeah. Moving on. On to Cincinnati.
There it is.
I'll pick Jose, by the way.
I got Miller just for the pure fun of that. It's been a lull. Of him being in your head.
Pick a TD.
Let's go. Oh, ahead. That's right. My bad.
Don't be an asshole this time.
All right. Come down. Let's see.
Taysom
Hill. I mean, Barkley. You got to go Barkley here. Taysom Hill. Barkley. I know you like that.
Barkley. I hate it.
All right, we're averaging 20 minutes per contest. So the next one I'm picking, I'm gonna go fast.
I tried to.
Fonz, yours is actually up next as you go against Joe, the Jogernauts.
The Jogernaut, like as an N-O-T.
Interesting matchup here as both teams come in at 3-2. This is going to be a little standing. So Fonz, we talked about you're in 7-3, well, you're in 6th. But the points dictate that you're actually a little further behind. So this is pretty big for you in terms of standings.
Right. I need to score a lot of points or I need to jump the standings.
Dude, the fact that you've got 4 pieces of that Cowboys game is already a great start. Dak, David Montgomery, CeeDee Lamb, and Brandon Aubrey. Those guys alone could be responsible for probably near 60 points. Mm-hmm. If I had to take a guess. But love those pieces right there. Jordan Mason, again, part of a pretty high over-under at 49.5 in that Seattle game. Love that. Also, Chris Olave is the first name of note. I'm going to circle. Dalton Kincaid, whatever. It's a tight end. Can't really do much better. You just got to roll. I mean, you don't have anyone else. You got to roll with it.
Hey, you know, speaking of which, D's deal at Michael Mayer, you know, third rounder for him?
You asked me this last time. No. I don't need a tight end handcuff. Backup. And that dude's like handling his personal shit away from the team. He's not coming back. He's like, look at this shit show. I'm take up all the days I have. Do you want a tight end?
It didn't feel like you were very clear, but okay. You made it clear now.
I'm going to timestamp when I said it and what I said. Do you want a tight end? I have tight ends galore.
No, I have 4 tight ends, Fonz. You want one?
No, continue, Mar. I'm sorry.
I can give you the one that fucking smoked you this week.
Fuck you. It ain't going to happen again.
Probably not. 2 touchdowns. Pretty hard to come by. I was trying to go back and look at the touchdown call. Oh, it was Warwick and Castro when somebody – oh, it was the Chris Godwin game. So I made a comment in that game because somebody – oh, no, you have DJ Moore. Sorry, it was in your game that somebody said bench DJ Moore, and I said go ahead and put DJ Moore down for a touchdown. And we didn't. He, in fact, had 2 touchdowns.
That was game. Will. I think Will said Will it. And said. Then, yeah, and then you had that was your response.
Mm. Oh, he said bench DJ Moore. Now, you got it right anyway. It was a Derrick Henry game. But he goes bench DJ Moore, and I said go ahead and put DJ Moore down for a touchdown. And it was 2 touchdowns, in fact.
Yeah, you see, you gave me plenty of signs to switch, and I did not listen, did not see it.
Well, the 2 guys that cost you last week are in this week, and man, I love both their matchups. We just talked about the Seattle game with Ayuk, and then DJ Moore in London, 8:30 a.m., super early Sunday morning, set your clocks. DJ Moore against the Jaguars, and the Jaguars have a pretty soft defense too. The only downside for you, Fonz, is currently Caleb Williams is in my starting lineup. So, if there's ever a game where he might underperform.
Dude, you do that on purpose.
I did you bad enough last week. I don't need to fucking run it back.
You said you were going to start Geno Smith this week.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you said that last week. You said Geno Smith in the lineup next week.
I know. The only thing I would consider. Chris Olave, honestly, I feel like is going to do better because Derek Carr loves Rashid Shaheed. I think Olave is going to do okay. I like the rest of your team enough to where I'm okay with that. Like, I was considering sliding Bucky Irving in there, but he still is like playing less than half the snaps. And it's just, I mean, someone said it earlier, right? Like, Spencer Rattler's job is look at Chris Olave on the first read. So I think you leave it. Honestly, I wouldn't touch anything in here. I was going to see if you had another defense, but Joe has three fucking defenses.
But he does.
Just hauls the hoards the defense.
He's a fucking defense hoard.
God. Yeah, Fonz, I think your lineup is pretty well set with Kyren on bye, especially. Maybe there'd be more to think about, but
yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping a certain person in another league gets eliminated because of that. But yeah.
Dontavian Wicks was a maybe. Yeah, just don't get cute with it. He gets a lot of targets, gets volume, but and I like the matchup with Arizona, mm-hmm. and he probably will score, but
just
roll with it unless you're feeling super bold and want to put – the only thing I would do is Wicks for Olave, but just because of all the unknown. But I'd be more inclined to do that if I knew Christian Watson wasn't going to play. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, he did get the routes and he got the volume last week. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, and I mean, even with Rashad White being questionable and possibly not playing this upcoming week, still going against New Orleans defense, I think they're pretty good against the run defense. So, I think I'm pretty confident that I'm going to keep Bucky Irving no matter what on the bench. Mm.
Yeah, I would too. It's just... Wicks is the only one I'm looking at. And how many times, like, we put in a guy, he burn us, then we bench him, then he burn us again for benching him.
Yeah.
It's, and, like, especially, like, Olave has just been killing you this year. Well, I mean, 8, 14, 8, it's not killing you. It's just one that killed you.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, only four targets on an elite wide receiver? Come on now. Like, come on, Derek Carr.
And the Chiefs defense is good, obviously, and I'm sure they were in Derek Carr's face all day, but you're sort of like in my Tyreek Hill situation where you just have an unproven QB and you're just banking on the fact that he's the one and just hoping they manufacture targets for him and that you get lucky. Wicks is a little more established in that offense, but again, it's like there's so many pass catchers that it's just a little bit of a gamble.
I might end up switching it just because we keep talking about it. But
Jose, you have a thought on those two?
Which one, Wicks or...
Wicks versus Olave. Like, mm-hmm. Wicks in a good offense, but a crowded wide receiver room, or Olave in a shallow receiving room and an unproven a guy who's never played a game in his life.
Olave. I think Mario said it. I don't think it's going to be necessarily – it might not be pretty, but I think Olave will get his targets, and I do think Christian Watson comes back this week. Not to say, like, if Christian Watson's in, that means Dontavian Wicks is irrelevant, but it's just, yeah, it's more tough to pass that ball around on the Packers offense if Watson goes back in there. So I feel like there's more upside for Olave.
Okie dokie.
Moving over to Joe's side. Starting with Brock Purdy real quick, I just wanted to see his point output last year against Seattle. 10 points at Seattle, 21 at home. This game is at Seattle. Again, the over-under is pretty high, but looking at his bench – I think Jared Goff has a nice game at Dallas this Sunday. The game is indoors, which is where Goff thrives. He's going to have plenty of time to pass. That game has a really high implied team total or complete over-under. So I put Goff in.
Same.
Not to mention that playing at Dallas is just a home game for visitors.
Yeah. First swap I'd make, Goff goes in. James Conner, Austin Eckler, Christian Kirk, and Mike Evans round out the starting lineup. He's got an empty flex and an empty tight end, and then Terry McLaurin sitting in his second flex spot. Names on the bench, Davante Adams, probably going to continue to be unemployed.
Correct.
With Travis Kelce on bye, the choice between Dalton Schultz and Jake Ferguson. Give me Jake Ferguson in that potential shootout game with the Lions. Dalton Schultz playing at New England. I just don't love it.
Yeah.
Don't love it. Defense-wise, you got Atlanta against Carolina, Green Bay against Arizona, and Baltimore against Washington. I mean, Washington is suddenly good. Yeah, I wouldn't do Baltimore. I'd probably do Atlanta over Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my play.
Yeah, bet against Andy Dalton. It's always a safe move. He doesn't really have another option, so we have to fill in a second flex here, and the choices are Ray McLeod or Juwan Jennings, and that's it.
Gross.
Unless he goes with a second tight end and Dalton Schultz. Jennings? I guess.
Let me look at McLeod's
I don't want to give you any advice, Joe. Keep your lineup the way it is.
I feel like I'd go with McLeod here. Last game, 9 targets, 6 catches, 66 yards. Previous game, 7 targets, 6 catches, 52 yards. Like,
yeah, but if Kirk Cousins has a bad game, then he has a bad game.
I think against Carolina, Cousins will be fine again. It's just, who's on that team? Drake, Kyle Pitts, Mooney. Darnell Mooney, Kadarius Hodge, Ray McLeod. It's just crowded. There's so much.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
But the same thing for San Francisco, though, right? I mean, Kittle, yeah. Debo, Ayuk, and then you have Jennings. I feel like there's another name, too. But I feel like it's the same story there. The difference is...
Yeah, his target share the last two games. Well, not even share, but he's playing half the snaps. 6 targets, 4 targets. I feel like they have to throw. Yeah, I don't love either one.
Yeah, I say McLeod.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Both matchups are good at Carolina and against Seattle. But yeah, maybe Purdy has a bad or worse game at Seattle. Yeah, give me some McLeod. Fox McLeod. Is that it? Unless we're swapping kickers, coup for Fairbairn. Can't believe we have to choose between kickers.
No, I say coup. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Keep it coup.
Hey.
Keep your coup.
You're not a Juggernaut anymore, Joe.
He's never going to get away from Juggernaut. Yeah.
All right. Time to pick it, unless you want to wish your opponent good luck and good morrow.
Yeah, I'm pissed off. I'm bouncing back hard this week. Better watch out, Joe.
Actually, we don't bet on a highest score of the week, but I think your team has a blow up potential this week just because of those game scripts that they're involved in.
Hell yeah.
I will pick Fonz.
I'm picking Joe. I think Joe continues his win streak here. And I think Fonz is just gonna. The worry is already setting in on you know the team, and it's just
not
gonna,
even thinking about this game. I'll be out of town. I don't even look at a single game. I'll come back with a win.
All right.
I think you're making enemies, Fonz. Comes out of your mouth.
You pissed me off this past week, so
I did.
Yeah. So
I've been your friend.
Too bad, Joe.
Too bad.
Wait, hang on. I'm letting my personal feelings get in the way. No, I'm taking fun.
Give me old CD on the touchdown here. In a shootout. Tempted to take DJ Moore, but give me CD. Oh, is Mike Evans going to get the Lattimore treatment? They always fucking fight.
Oh, yeah, sidelines. They do. They always do. I would love to see that.
7 points and 4 points in the two games against New Orleans last year. for Mike Evans.
There you go, Joe.
And you get in game or taken out of the game, thrown out of the game.
All right, halfway through and 55 minutes in, we got to speed this up.
Yep, I'll take it. Moving on, I am taking blah, 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 blah. Noe V. William. Noe is 4-1 and Will is 2-3. And I'll start on Will's side. Stop me if you've heard this before. William doesn't have a full lineup in, so we'll much no, like no, him, we've been yeah, doing. I'm gonna stop you right there. We'll fill in as we go. Newly acquired Daniel Jones gets the start this week for Will in at quarterback because why? Oh, because he has Darnold. Darnold's the starter, and the Vikings are on bye. So Daniel Jones in at quarterback. Danny Dimes. Kenneth Walker and DeAndre Swift in at running backs. We have a Nico Collins in at receiver, and we know Nico Collins is now on IR, so that'll get swapped out. So Rashid Shaheed in at the other receiver. A tight end is empty. Two flexes are empty. Bears kicker, Seattle defense playing. Steelers defense playing the Raiders this week. So we have a receiver, a tight end, and two flexes to fill in. Looking at the bench, Justice Hill. Jerome Ford, Charbonnet, Jacoby Myers, Bateman, Kate Otten, Isaiah Likely. So what I say, receiver. So Jacoby, that goes in. Tight end. I may throw Likely in this week. You bet on the shootout based on the Vegas totals over under. Yeah, I'd bet on Likely staying involved this week. If he was involved last week, I don't want him to be involved, but for Will's sake, that's probably the better bet here. And then two flexes. I mentioned Rashad Bateman. He may, it's just process of elimination. It might be
Jerome Ford. He's a four starter.
What's that?
I think, sorry. I'm trying to figure out if his lineup is full, if he has enough spaces to even not start Bateman.
Because he would be two flexes, right? So Jerome Ford and
it would have to be. Oh well, yeah, no, it had to be Bateman.
I mean, Charbonnet's there, but I don't think you'd want to start Charbonnet. So I think you'd have to, throw Bateman in.
It's Ford and Bateman are the two?
Right.
Unless you're going to throw Justice Hill in. Dude, put all the Ravens in. Justice Hill, Rashad Bateman, Isaiah Likely. Bet on that one game of that just being hopefully a 40-point shootout.
Yeah, but I mean, CEH is still on the pup list. Vikings on bye. Whittington, Rams on bye. Those are his options.
I was trying to figure out why Nico wasn't already on IR, and I totally forgot how bad William is. Isaiah Pacheco, Tua got his neck almost snapped off. Hollywood Brown on IR out of nowhere. Rashee Rice took a Pat Mahomes to the knee. Nico Collins ripped his hamstring. And this doesn't really count, but it maybe should. Rashid Shaheed just lost the guy who loves throwing him the ball. So now he's getting a rookie who's not going to feed him as much. So just damn, William. And yet you still open your mouth about other people's players.
This is where he'd jump in and say, I hope the fantasy gods can forgive me. I'm sorry. D's your team. I'm sorry. I don't want anything bad to happen. I hope the fantasy gods can know that I'm sorry, and I hope for better out performances the rest of the season.
Too late, William. Too late.
We could do for you, William. This one.
I do have a solid recommendation, and it's not as flashy, but William doesn't have a team name still, just Big Willie. And I thought about this earlier today, and I'm proud of it. But as soon as I say it, I'm going to be like, oh, that's kind of underwhelming. But he has Zach Charbonnet and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. How about the team name of Charbonnet and Clyde?
Damn, yeah, you should have kept that to yourself.
No, that's really
Charbonnet
and Clyde. Yeah, like if you think Bonnie and Clyde, like Charb, you can say Charbonnet and Clyde, but just to play on the actual name, Charbonnet and Clyde. I haven't seen one floating around there, so I feel like that's a
Originality is good. My head was going to wine because every time I hear Charbonnet, I hear Chardonnay.
Oh, that's you.
But I don't have the rest of it figured out.
Well.
Actually, when you said recommendation, that made my ears perk up because I almost brought this up last week. But Josh Downs is sitting on Williams Taxi. Whether or not this, like, it's this is going to decide which way his season is going to go. If this, if his season's going in the toilet, leave him in Taxi. There's no point in bringing him out unless you just, you know, want to play spoiler and try to set the best roster. Also, Drake May is officially getting the start. Odds are he won't be the next CJ Stroud, but, you know, you never know. He was the number 3 overall pick, could do something. I wouldn't promote him yet, but I think if Josh Downs were to get promoted, he's by default his best wide receiver on the team. Over Shaheed and the rookie quarterback, and over Bateman and Myers.
Okay. Not a bad recommendation. Got Joe Flacco, QB, doing playing well. Yeah.
So that was the only, it was the promotion of Josh Downs from Taxi to the actual roster?
It's just, think about it. Again, if he's going in the toilet and he's just reading the tea leaves and realizing that he ran his mouth too much and this season is lost, then go ahead and leave it. Yeah. But, you know, knowing William, he never really has that quit in him. And if that's going to be his,
he's got that dog in him.
M.O. Yeah. Will's got that little chihuahua in him. Yeah. With all of his legs wrapped up and broken.
and he's a little motivated because he needs to keep that trophy, the belt.
Oh,
that he earned during this offseason.
Well, so. Yeah, knowing William, he's probably going to do it anyway, but I would promote Downs. And I don't like his matchup because Tennessee's defense is actually pretty good. But he's probably your de facto wide receiver one until Nico comes back.
Yeah. And then Drake May, if he shows that, comes out strong.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Okay. Going to Noe's side.
Yeah. That's the other thing too about his, like, you start promoting, then you got to start thinking long term, who am I going to cut from my team? And if the two guys in IR do come out eventually mid season and you're competing, it's like, okay, now you got to cut bait with some of your players. And is it really that time to do it? But no, I think you're right. Just given the injuries he's had, and just, you know, if you want to stay competitive, you got to make some of these decisions pretty quick. But, but yeah, jumping over to Noe's side. Wait, I had this matchup, right? I did have this matchup. Jumping over to Noe's side, Jaden Daniels in at quarterback, which is funny because I feel like I saw Jalen Hurts earlier today. So I feel like there could be going back and forth maybe. So maybe that doesn't actually stick, but we'll see. Right now, Jaden Daniels in at quarterback. Travis Etienne, and just fine, J.K. Dobbins in at running backs. Receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. and Drake London. Tight end, Kyle Pitts. Why go any other way? Zay Flowers and George Pickens in at your flex spots. And kicker in Chicago defense. Chicago defense against Jacksonville. Probably a good play. Again, Jalen Hurts is on the bench. I feel like I know he's going back and forth. What's up, Fonz?
No, I was agreeing with you. Chicago's defense against Jacksonville. They've been pretty solid, the Chicago's defense, especially keeping Caleb Williams, giving him an opportunity to keep him in the game.
Yep. On Noe's bench is, yeah, just really Jalen Hurts. Everyone else, Trevor Lawrence, Ray Davis, Gus Edwards. I don't think you honestly put those in over any of the guys he already has. There is the Ty Johnson. He picked up Ty Johnson on the waiver wire. And if James Cook doesn't play for whatever reason, I think he'll play. I think there's a conversation maybe like, oh, does Ty Johnson go in? But again, it's the Jets defense, so I don't think this is the week you do that. And I don't think you start Ty Johnson over Etienne or definitely not Dobbins. Etienne is the one I'm like, well, it depends what happens there with his injury. But that's the only other one that caught my eye. But again, I don't think you do anything with it. Miles Sanders, Gesicki, those are guys you don't play. And there's really no other options on Noe's bench worth talking about.
Yeah, nobody jumps out to me, barring crazy injury. Are we all voting Jaden Daniels over Jalen Hurts?
I feel like yes. in a potential shootout, I feel like you got to go Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think so.
Quarterback two on the year.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do the math real quick on Williams' projection, if you make so. Kate Otten is 4.5. Bateman is 5. Oh, no, he's putting in Myers, right? So 12, and then two more flexes. What do we say? Bateman,
Ford. 5. So Ford has, let's say, call it 7.
Ford is 7. So 24 points. So about 82 to 91. All right. Not a crazy underdog.
And you're saying Cade Otton over likely in at tight end?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even see likely. So,
I mean, the projection's pretty close. It's 4.5 okay. versus 3 points. I mean, well, not pretty.
No, I would do likely.
Okay.
But you know, his likely is my Caleb Williams. Like whoever he starts is just going to not show up. I'm trying to look to see what Josh Downs's projection is, but I think either way it's going to be close. So let's call it like, 81 to 91 or something like that.
10 point spread.
6 points for Josh Downs on the projection.
Yeah.
I got a Noe on this one.
Wow. Also taking Noe.
Give me William.
If he does what your recommendation,
he'll get a full lineup in there. I just like Danny Dimes to go for 20 plus. And I like Kenneth Walker against the Niners, and I like Swift against the Jags. And maybe he can piece enough together to get the rest figured out.
Nice. That would be good. Bring Noe down.
Light a candle, William. Many candles.
All right, I'll take the next one, and I have, I think, Mario versus Isaac. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Yep.
Yeah, and all then Castro right. would be the last one.
Okay. Mario v. Isaac. Mario standing at 4-1 right now versus Isaac at 1-4. We'll start off on Isaac's side because he's a loser right now. We got Kirk Cousins in. Yeah, you bald. Bald man. Over Joe Flacco again. Oh, he's not playing. Oh, is Anthony Richardson coming back? Oh.
Is he?
He's questionable.
He's limited call him bald practice. Or bold?
I would.
Bold.
Yeah.
Bold. Did I say bald? Maybe I did. I'm a little
I thought I heard bald.
I heard bald.
Okay. Bald.
I was focusing on the fact that I didn't pick an anytime touchdown score. And by the way, that's going to be DeAndre Swift for me. So, I bald. And I was like, bald? Who's bald? Yeah.
Bold. It's my accent that sounded like bald. Chuba Hubbard, Zach Moss, JSN, Brian Thomas, Cole Kmet. No, dude. Do I see 3 tight ends in this fucking lineup? This bitch team. Bold move, Isaac. Bold. Cole Kmet, Noah Fant, and Sam Laporta all in this fucking lineup right now.
Go ahead and pencil me in for 5-1.
It's basically a bye week, man. Put up a fight, Isaac. Damn it. Justin Tucker, kicker, and Tampa Bay's defense. Kirk Cousins, I don't personally like that. I mean, I know I get he's going against Carolina, but I just feel like he's going to find a way after this big, huge game to just come back down to earth and just do nothing. I would go Anthony Richardson or even, look, he Spencer Rattler. He picked him up. That guy.
You know, I knew... I had a feeling it was going to be like, I knew someone was going to do it. And I was like, I'll bet anything it's going to be Isaac. And I was waiting for it. And sure enough, Isaac picks up Spencer Rattler.
Fucking hard on for QBs.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got 4 QBs on his roster right now. And he's starting 3 tight ends.
That's ridiculous. What are you doing, Isaac? God, that's exactly why you're at where you're at.
I feel like he's got someone on taxi too. No, maybe not. I'll check.
Probably. I can't see it on here. Dude, but he doesn't have much else because he's got Xavier Worthy on a bye. He got Zamir White.
And another tight end.
Yeah. Another tight end. Tight end. Dude, that's just... Oh, my God, Isaac. Okay. Maybe you got your best lineup in.
J.J. McCarthy. That's the other one.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Bum ass.
God bless, dude. Jesus. Okay. Yeah, Isaac, keep doing you, man. I'm not gonna mess with your lineup. You keep Kirk Cousins in there.
I think the biggest swap, it's not even a choice, but it, Zach Moss missed practice today. So if he's out, I think Zamir White goes in, and that's really all you can do.
Yeah, because he has no other running back.
That's it. He's got too many fucking tight ends and quarterbacks.
Figured if you can't get anybody else, go with that.
Wait, what was the recommendation for Moss?
If he's out, Zamir White has to go up. He doesn't have another running back.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Nothing. Do you have anything else for Isaac you see?
I do not. Okay. Just my weekly, you know, if you're looking to make a trade, want to get rid of a promising young asset at receiver.
You have
more tight ends.
Yeah, I have tight ends. So.
I got tight ends and defenses.
Would you consider
he also has tight ends?
He's got three tight ends in his fucking lineup.
He's got a fourth on the bench.
Would you use Barkley as a piece to get Brian Thomas for the future?
I mean, I would think about it, but I don't think Isaac would. Like, Barkley's on the way out, probably. Like, well, in the next like 2 or 3 years, I would guess. And Isaac's looking for youth and the future. Yeah. And so I don't think he'd want to take on an expiring asset. It doesn't meet his timeline from my perspective.
No, that makes sense. You're right. He shouldn't consider it, but it's just something I was thinking. Okay. I think we're done with Isaac's side. On Mario's side, we got Caleb Williams, who is more than likely going to have a bad week now because
game of his life in London. Going to show all those Brits what's up.
Derrick Henry, the king. All right.
You know it.
Mm-hmm. All right. No touchdown this week. Oh, actually, yeah, you don't need him to show up this week. So he'll show up. All right.
Don't be foolish, Vance. Just take the easy bet.
You know what? There's my anytime touchdown right there. Derrick Henry.
You could have bet on Derrick Henry and every week and been correct so far.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm going to do it this week. All right. Breece Hall, Jaden Reed, Trey Tucker, Tucker Kraft, Javonte
Trey Williams. Tucker Kraft.
Rico Dotto. And then we got Washington kickers and the Denver's defense in your lineup.
You can go ahead and swap Trey Tucker's 5 for AJ Brown's 11.
Okay.
I just can't move him right now.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's probably best move. And Mark Andrews, you keep him on your bench?
Did you watch the same Packers game I watched, Vons? Actually, I think he has a decent game. He finally got 5 targets last week. I think the Ravens are going to want to put up some numbers. I don't know. Every time the Ravens take somebody seriously, they fuck them up. So I'm afraid that all the Jaden Daniels hype has got the Ravens being like, all right, kid, let's see. And then they just blow him out. But if Daniels can keep his, you know, head on straight and put up some points, I'm hopeful this is a shootout. And I actually think Andrews would be okay. I can even see him outscoring Kraft because, I mean, like, frankly, Kraft had a very modest games up until he started scoring for the last 2 weeks. But Kraft has done me better so far this year than Mark Andrews has. And so I'm just going to keep rolling with him.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, there's not really much to move around in your squad here just because really quarterback roulette is the only thing you're dealing with in your team, really.
You tell me then, Fonz, who's the not worst quarterback this week?
Who's the one that you should be having in your lineup? Geno Smith.
No, I don't think that. I think Caleb Williams is the right one this week.
Ooh-wee. See that, Fonz?
Yeah, I don't have a ring. I know Deez has one too, so yeah. Just listen to the champions, guys. Don't listen to me.
No, listen to me. I'm in sixth place. Yeah, there really ain't much to think about. I'm just playing the quarterback game, and it's right, Caleb exactly. Week.
Yeah, when you got Tyreek Hill on bye, you got Juju Smith-Schuster on bye, Justin Jefferson on bye. Yeah, not a hard decision to make here this week. That being said, I think you easily win this, Mario. No issues at all there.
Same.
I think so as well. I would like to thank Isaac for being on my schedule while Tyreek and Justin Jefferson are on byes. It's very thoughtful of him to come in with his three tight ends this week. And I'm glad he had his good game last week against Miller.
Yeah, not going to happen again.
You're welcome. And I need to look into changing the algorithm because I've had two years full of just rough fucking schedules the first half of the year. I need to change it. I'm going to push a different button this time.
I'm going to confirm, but I'm pretty sure I have the lowest points against number one ranked defense. I got the Warwick defense this year. Number one ranked defense. Yeah. That is true. I have the only points against that is in the 300s at 395. Jose has the worst at 543. So you've had 148 more points scored against you across only 5 weeks. I'm sorry. Miller actually has the most at 560. You're in second, which I don't know why it always happens that the worst offense always like just gets everyone's best shot. Like they just come in and bully the fuck out of whoever's in last place. So it's always a weird happening when that goes. But yeah, you definitely have the second highest, and then third is Isaac. And actually Castro, who's in first place, has 500. He's the only other one in the 500s. I'm sorry, you two Fonz.
Yeah, don't fucking forget about me.
You have 512. Anyway, so yeah, we're enjoying life on Easy Street for now, but we'll see what comes. Not my fault Fonz put up 68. I showed up. I did my part.
I didn't do fucking shit. I didn't do fucking shit.
That's such a funny meme. It's always funny, no matter which context you throw. All right, last matchup of the week. Speaking of first place, we have Castro going up 4-1, going up against 2-3 Scott. We'll start on Castro's side. We got Joey B at the Giants Sunday Night Football. Alvin Kamara, running back. He was running back one. Now King Henry is. So Alvin Kamara, running back two. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jamar Chase, DK Metcalf, Tyler Conklin, DeAndre Hopkins finds a starting lineup. Najee, average, just a guy, Harris. Evan McPherson and the Jets D against Buffalo. He's got Trey Sermon on the bench. I don't think Jamar Chase plays.
Taylor?
I'm sorry, Jamar Taylor. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, what are we talking about? A different team here.
I don't think Jonathan Taylor plays. But even so, like, Tennessee's defense is pretty good. They're coming off a bye. I probably still leave in Najee and Hopkins on that one. Actually, I wouldn't change anything. No Josh Palmer, no Njoku, no Strange.
Yeah, let's go Strange again. Castro, bitch.
Yeah, Hutchinson, Sermon, Rodgers, Mayfield. Yeah, I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about DK Metcalf. Just underwhelming. But, yeah, there's no other option here. And you got to stick with DK Metcalf. You can't bench him.
Yeah. This is starting to remind me of your lineup, Fonz, where you said if you have an injury, you don't have a lot of depth. Like, looking at his depth – with Jonathan Taylor out, Xavier Hutchinson, Josh Palmer, David Njoku, Strange. Ooh. That's it.
Better do something about that, Castro. This is why you fall in the playoffs first round. Second round. No wins.
No wins.
It's the long game, my friend.
Yeah, I'm ready for the second part of the season.
Let's see. Let's see what Scott's got. We've got J Love going against the Cardinals. Double B Robs. Both in pretty decent matchups. Bijan against Carolina and Brian Robinson against Baltimore. Cortland Sutton, Amari Cooper, Trey McBride, Roma Dunze, Mike Williams back in the lineup, Tyler Bass, and Raiders defense. McConkey going against Denver, don't like it.
Nope.
Devin Singletary, if he gets the start.
Yes.
Probably over Mike Williams, if he's healthy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Roll the Odunes. The Adunes dice, and then Raiders against Pittsburgh. Yeah, maybe he's good for a couple Justin Fields turnovers or sacks, but their defense just hasn't been very good.
Yeah. No, I like the Singletary if he's healthy. Get him in there. And who else did you say?
I think that's it. That's just Singletary.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And you'd hope for another Odunze breakout game. He had one week three against the Colts, and you would hope something similar happens against Jacksonville this week. So,
not if Mario starts Caleb Williams.
I might be bringing the entire Bears down with me.
I'm going to be so mad at you, Mario. God.
Yeah, just like swinging for a big hit here. Fucking after Garrett Wilson's 23 targets, it's like I don't really feel good about Mike Williams right now. So, yeah, and I think it's going to be an ugly game. Give me Singletary against Cincinnati in a better matchup if he plays, of course.
Right.
Yeah, that's really all I would do on that one.
Same here.
No other notes. Yeah.
No notes. Touchdown. God, I hate to go chalk, but I kind of just want to ride the hot hand. Jamar Chase has been on a tear, 5 touchdowns in 3 games. Is the Giants defense any good? Is the Giants defense any good? The other one I'm looking at is Jameer. I'm looking at Jameer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fear there is like it's just a coin flip unless he breaks off a big one, just that Montgomery can come in at any point. I'm also looking at Bijan against Carolina. He's only got 1 rushing touchdown on the year, so that's a little scary. Yeah, give me Jamar.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, Bijan's scary for sure, but I did my own, like who would I pick from each matchup? And I made my own notes, and it was Jamar or Bijan. So I was like, I think Bijan gets a score this week, but yeah, I think Jamar is probably the safer play. Yeah. Maybe I should also do like a parlay where it's like no, like under 1 touchdown. Like none of these guys will score.
Maybe that's we were 3-for-6 last week.
Oh,
this is a 6 leg parlay. It's in at 26x. So $10 pays out $262.
Yeah, we're choosing the easy ones. We're not choosing any hard ones. Mm-hmm. We're going to stop being cute.
Yeah. Well, a lot of offense predicted in this week. A lot of high game totals. Just a matter of who's going to get in. But I'll pick Castro on this one.
Castro. He's too strong right now.
Yeah, agreed. Caster.
Okay, that's it for week 6 preview. Hope you heed the advice. Good luck to everybody.
Yeah, good luck everybody. Have a good night.
Best of luck. See ya.
Bye. Fonz waves.